This is Econ 919, your weekly look at how the Kenai Peninsula works. I'm Jenny Nyman. As Alaska's economy worsened and state and local governments ratcheted back spending, one of the first things to go by the wayside was money for facility replacements and improvements. Deferred maintenance has been the order of the day. But that day is catching up to the Kenai Peninsula Borough and School District. The Borough Assembly and School Board met in a joint session Tuesday to talk about a $30 million bond proposal they plan to put to voters this fall. Borough Mayor Charlie Pierce says they can't wait for state funding to return.
As you well know, the days of sending in our top 10 capital priorities requests through our legislature, through Juneau, is probably a thing of the past.
There are 18 projects on the bond list at schools across the district. They fall in five categories: roof replacements, replacement of exterior windows and repairs to exterior walls, replacing boilers and building HVAC controls, building a new school in Ketchumak Silo, and expanding the kitchen at Kenai Middle. Some of the windows on the list haven't been replaced since the 1960s or 70s. Kevin Lyon is the director of planning and operations for the district.
There's going to be rot in the walls because we've had penetrations that have been leaking. He's going to have to replace probably likely some studs and some other things that are in those walls. We're experiencing some of our consequences of our inaction.
The building control systems have well exceeded their 20-year lifespans.
I don't know how many of you guys are still running a 20-year-old computer. I want you to, I tried to get this in so you can think about it. The system is based on when DOS 2.0 came out, Word 1. This was the computer. This was state-of-the-art computers back then. And that is what is protecting right now a $65 million building.
Case in point is Homer High School with a 36-year-old system. Over Christmas break, the system malfunctioned, shutting off the heat and opening air vents to an area of the building.
It froze. A sprinkler pipe fell through the ceiling, landed on the floor. No kids were present. It was vacation. Scott's group was on site for another project. Thank goodness they stopped that flood from getting into the... We destroyed the entire theater. We dodged a huge bullet.
A little over $2 million would go to a safety project to install key card access at schools across the district. The most expensive item on the list, $8.2 million, is replacing the roof at Homer High. The Ketchumak Silo project is next at about $5.4 million. That's the only one to be guaranteed state reimbursement, as the legislature already approved putting in $10 million if the borough comes up with a 35% match. Lyon says the building can't wait any longer.
We're now at a point where, with no snow on the roof, we're exceeding the roof capacity by 2.6 times. It's allowable. So we have a school in Alaska right now that cannot have snow on the roof while I have students in the building.
The borough will manage the projects so that they remain eligible for state funding if grants or bond reimbursement becomes available again. But Lyon cautions against waiting for the legislature to come to the rescue.
Schools play a very important role in the community, from recreational opportunities and adult education to emergency shelters and places to hold public meetings, as we found out this summer with the fires that were going on. Schools are at the center of a community. Our goal, and I guess it was Goldilocks here that would do this, was to get a bond package that was not too big, not too small, but just right, so that we could keep our facilities ready to meet not only the needs of the students, but the needs of the community as well.
The cost of a $30 million bond in taxes to borough residents would be about 0.28 mils, or $27.80 per $100,000 of assessed value of property. Today's number is $103.18. That's the estimated amount of inflation in construction costs since 2001. The borough's bond to build Seward Middle School in 2010 was $14.7 million. Today, Lyon estimates that same project would cost around $27.8 million. That's it for this week's Econ 919. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm Jenny Nyman. Have a great weekend.